when the Purusha begins to observe, witness the movement of Prakriti by his glance, it gets engaged in observation. This engagement of Purusha in the observation of Prakriti is called bondage, bandhana. The Purusha, as it were, gets engaged and goes on observing. It's also called the act of forgetting. The Purusha forgets itself and gets entangled into observation. By that forgetting, there is identification with Prakriti, thinks itself as Prakriti. It is this forgetfulness, it is this engagement with Prakriti, entanglement with Prakriti, is the bondage. And that bondage can be broken only when buddhi begins to dominate. Because it is by buddhi that discrimination is made. So when buddhi is developed, then the Purusha begins to discriminate between that which is the snare, that which has been binding the Purusha, and gets himself liberated. This is the fundamental proposition of the Sankhya. So first there is avyakta, Prakriti is avyakta, unmanifest. With the glance of Purusha, the unmanifest Prakriti begins to unfold. And the first unfoldment is the vast, which is also the capacity to divide and discriminate. And from there, all the other things begin to develop, namely ahamkara. With each division, each divided thing begins to behave as if itself it is alone, in conflict with others, but separate from the others. Ahamkara is only this much, sense of being separate, in some way independent of all the rest, divided from all the rest, and affirming itself as if it is different from all the rest. This is ahamkara. And the basis of ahamkara is buddhi. If there was no division, then on what would the ahamkara rest for its division or separateness? If there are no things separated, then there is nothing on which ego can say, I am different from the others. Because buddhi prepares divisions, then out of these divisions arise tendencies of egoism. So, first is the manifestation of buddhi, then is the manifestation of ahamkara. Out of this ahamkara, this is a subjective manifestation, because ahamkara is a conscious manifestation. It's a subjective manifestation of Prakriti in the form of buddhi and ahamkara, which gets further developed into manas. Ahamkara gives rise to the manifestation of a sense. The real sense is only one, namely mind. Mind is the only sense, of which all other senses are only specializations. That is why when mind is not present, the senses don't function, as in sleep. When all the senses are closed, the mind is withdrawn, then even if there is a mosquito bite, unless it is very sharp, the sleep is not broken, because the mind is not present. There is no nothing to sense it. So mind is the real sense, of which different senses are only manifestations. So indriyani, dashekam, the mind and the 10 other senses which are specializations, namely the 5 senses of knowledge and 5 senses of action. And pancha indriya gocharaha, and the 5 what are called tanmatras. Sight, smell, etc. are called tanmatras in Sanskrit. Indriya gocharaha, those which are direct objects of senses, are tanmatras. All this is the subjective aspect of the manifestation of Prakriti, which get concretized in the objective form in pancha mahabhutas. So mahabhutani, all the 5 great objects, earth, water, fire, air and ether, these are all called 24 elements on the side of Prakriti and Prakriti's manifestations. 25th is Purusha. These are all Prakriti's movements. All that we see is Prakriti. Other than that is the real observer at whose command the Prakriti moves. That is Purusha. This is the most elementary exposition of Sankhya. There is much more to be done. We shall come to it later on. It is because of this that there are in this field certain psychological experiences. What are they? Ichha dveshaha, all desire and envy. They are movements of Prakriti. It's your kshetra. It's not you. When there is dvesha, when there is ichha, when there is envy, when there is desire, be sure it is not you. It is part of the kshetra, part of the field. Sukham, dukham, the happiness and misery, they also belong to the kshetra, not to you. Sanghatas chetana, the chetana, the awareness of sanghata, of receiving blows. Dhritihi, whether you are shaken or whether you remain firm. Dhriti is firmness. Etat kshetram samasena, savikaram. I have now told you in totality, samasena, totality, etat kshetram, this entire field, savikaram, with all its modifications, with illustrations I have told you. So in 2 sentences, as it were, Sri Krishna describes the entire kshetra.